All right. Settle down, folks. Welcome back to the Broken Trilogy, where we're diving deep into the music industry's most intriguing puzzles. I'm your host, Miles, and tonight we're talking about second albums. You know, that tricky sophomore slump? It's like trying to follow up a perfect first date with, well, anything. And joining me tonight, someone who knows a thing or two about the pressures of the music world, the brilliant music critic and industry insider, Katie.
Thanks for having me, Miles. And you're right, that second date analogy is spot on. Sometimes it's a disaster, sometimes it's just fine. And fine can be worse than a disaster in this business.
Oh, fine is the kiss of death, isn't it? Especially when you've got a debut like Levi Zane's Act One, Electric Rebel, setting such a high bar. That album promised a whole trilogy, a grand vision.
Absolutely. And then we hear the whispers about his second album, the one that was supposed to be Act Two, getting sent back to the drawing board by Kencore Records. That's a tough pill to swallow for any artist.
It really is. It makes you wonder what went wrong, right? Was it just a creative block, or was there something more going on behind the scenes?
Well, Miles, from what we're hearing, it wasn't just a block. It was more like a lack of effort. The word generic kept popping up, which for an artist like Levi Zane, who set such a high bar, is a real gut punch.
Generic? Ouch. That's like ordering a gourmet meal and getting a lukewarm hot dog.
A lukewarm hot dog with a side of Act One, Electric Rebel, still playing in the background, reminding you what you could have had. So, Ken the Rapper, through Kencore Records, basically said, "Go back to the kitchen, chef."
Exactly. And, you know, the pressure is even higher because of his label mate, Savannah Brooke. Her second album, Everything I Didn't Say, just blew everyone away.
Oh, Savannah Brooke, she's been on fire. So is this a case of keep up with the Joneses, but like the very talented, critically acclaimed Joneses?
Absolutely. Savannah set a new standard for what a second album should be. It showed immense growth, artistic evolution. It wasn't just a rehash of her debut.
So Levi Zane's album was basically the musical equivalent of a photocopy of a photocopy?
That's a harsh but probably accurate assessment, Jillian. Katie, how do artists avoid that trap? How do you evolve without losing what made you great in the first place?
It's a tightrope walk, honestly. You have to push boundaries, but still sound like yourself. Sometimes artists get comfortable. They find a formula that works, and they just stick to it.
But the audience, and especially critics, can smell that a mile away. They want to see you grow, take risks.
So the public and critical reception really does impact the creative process. It's not just about the art for art's sake.
Oh, it absolutely does, especially when you're part of a major label like Kencore. There's a business side to it, and if your last project didn't hit, there's immense pressure to innovate.
So it's less artistic expression and more please don't get dropped?
A little bit of both, I imagine. So for Levi Zane, what kind of themes or directions could he explore to show that growth? What would make Act Two feel fresh?
He needs to dig deeper, maybe explore more personal narratives, or even experiment with different genres. Electric Rebel was very specific, but Act Two could broaden that universe. He could also collaborate more, bring in new producers, different songwriters, even other artists. Sometimes a fresh perspective is exactly what you need to break out of a rut.
That's a great point. A new producer can completely change the sound, right? Like a musical therapist for your album.
Exactly. They can challenge you, push you to try new things you wouldn't have considered on your own. It's not about losing your vision, but enhancing it.
So basically, Levi Zane needs to find his Savannah Brooke, but like inside himself?
Or find a producer who can help him find that inner Savannah Brooke. It's fascinating how one artist's success can really light a fire under another.
It's the nature of the industry. Competition breeds innovation, sometimes. Or, in this case, a forced redo.
A forced redo that could either be a disaster or a masterpiece. We'll be watching closely to see if Levi Zane can rebuild his vision for Act 2 Electric Rebel. Katie, Julian, thank you both for breaking this down.
All right, that's all the time we have for tonight on The Broken Trilogy. Katie, Jillian, thank you both for breaking this down. I'm still thinking about that musical therapist for your album, Katie.
Always a pleasure, Miles. And honestly, I think a lot of artists could use one right about now.
Or at least a better recipe for those lukewarm hot dogs.
Indeed, Julian. Indeed. Katie, any final thoughts for Levi Zane out there?
Just that creativity is a journey, not a destination. Keep pushing, keep evolving, and trust your gut.
Wise words. And on that note, we'll be watching closely to see if Levi Zane can rebuild his vision for Act 2 Electric Rebel. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next time on The Broken Trilogy.